Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Jory Ann, the Coffee Psychic, your host with your psychic connection right here at Blog Talk Radio. Well, tonight we have a wonderful, wonderful guest. Again, once a month, our guest, star guest speaker, astrologer Dave Cunning, will be joining us tonight. So, and I also want to say I had been delayed tonight, so of course we're getting the show started just a couple minutes late. So make sure you please call in and get your psychic questions answered. Otherwise, we'll be talking a lot about astrology tonight and the different aspects of it. All right, so we are going to welcome in our guest star here. This is Dave Cunning, our wonderful astrologer. Dave, are you there?
I am here, Joanne. How are you?
Hey, Dave, welcome to the show. I'm great, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good, I'm doing good.
Great, great, great. You know, I put down tonight our ruling planets, and, you know, because I had been running a little bit behind today, I had a lot of things that I'd had to get done here. The ruling planet, now I know that there's a lot of other things that we're going to be able to talk about tonight, but what is the ruling planet, by the way?
Well, every planet has a sign that it rules, okay? So, like,
okay.
For instance, the sun rules Leo. So when the sun is going
right
through the sign of Leo, it's much stronger than when it's in another sign, okay?
Oh, okay.
I won't go through all the planets and their rulers, but I will mention a couple here. We don't have any planets going through their rulers right at the moment.
Okay.
So I can't speak to that. But, for instance, Uranus, not that long ago, well, maybe about a year ago or so, it went into Taurus. But it doesn't rule Taurus. It rules the sign of Aquarius. So when Uranus is in Aquarius, Uranus is very much stronger. And then you'll see Uranus and its characteristics sort of come out more when it's in its own sign. And that's true for all the planets. When they're in their own sign, they're much stronger. Now, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Jupiter is in its ruling sign as we speak. I forgot about Jupiter. Jupiter is in Sagittarius, and Jupiter rules the sign of Sagittarius. And it's going to be there for a while. It's going to be there until sometime next year, I believe. I think it goes to Capricorn. It goes into Capricorn on December 3rd. So then it'll be out of its ruling sign. But from now until December 3rd, Jupiter will be much stronger in its the way it expresses itself, because it's going to be in its own ruling sign of Sagittarius. Jupiter rules Sagittarius, and that's the sign it's in right now, going through.
So what does Jupiter do? What is Jupiter the sign of, like, Mercury for communications?
Yeah.
And this is just me showing my ignorance here.
Jupiter is the sign of, or the planet of, expansiveness. It's called the, in astrology, it's called the Great Benefic. It's probably the most positive planet, except for maybe the Sun and Jupiter. But I think even Jupiter has an edge. It's called the Great Benefic, and in that it gives and gives and gives and gives. And especially now when it's in Sagittarius, it's very strong and it's giving. And I forgot, there's another planet and it's in its ruling sign. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm drawing a blank, I guess. But Saturn is in Capricorn, and that's in its own sign.
Okay.
So Saturn and Jupiter are very, very strong. Saturn is the sign of, or the planet of, I should say, discipline, responsibility, restrictiveness, playing by the rules, playing by the law. Jupiter has a tendency to want to expand. It's jovial. It's positive. It's benefic. It's benevolent. It's everything that we usually see or think of as good. And so we always think of Saturn as bad and Jupiter as good, but that's not the case. You should never look at any of the planets, whatever sign they're in, as either being good or bad. It's just more of a if a planet is like Saturn tends to be very challenging. There's no question about it. I wouldn't call it bad, but I would call it challenging. Whereas Jupiter is very, very positive, benefic, and I wouldn't necessarily say it's all good, because there's some downside to Jupiter as well. Sometimes Jupiter, especially now when it's in Sagittarius, it tends to go too far. It needs to use more restraint. And Saturn, so like for instance, it's like saying I'm going to have a bowl of ice cream, and I have that bowl of ice cream and it tastes really good. So then I eat another one, and that tastes great, and I eat another one and another one. Before you know it, I've eaten a whole half gallon of ice cream, and now it's like, oh, I've eaten the whole thing, and I feel sick. You see, it's good while it's going down, but the after effects of having eaten too much can be harmful. It can be difficult. So Jupiter has to learn.
Well, I
to
think
be
somebody was watching over me the other night when that happened, actually.
Okay, what happened?
And I'm just joking about the ice cream, but it was like a very small pint, but it was still, you know, when you're really trying to curb it and just go like, I'm just going to take a third of a cup.
Yeah, right.
And it just tasted too good, Dave. That was it. So.
I know. Jupiter is everything that we find pleasing and happy and joyful. It's everything that we think of as good, but you can get too much of a good thing sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So we have to use restraint with Sagittarius, but that's not going to be easy now because Jupiter's in Sagittarius, see? And it's in its own sign, so it's much, much more positive and giving when it's in its own sign. So that's kind of the nature of planets and signs.
Well, you know what? I want to go ahead. We have a caller online here waiting.
Okay.
And I would like to come back to this topic real quick because there's I've just got a lot of questions about the planets and stuff, and maybe some of these questions are questions that other people have had as well. Okay.
Yeah. Let's
so
do it.
Let's see who's online here. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Andrea.
Andrea, where are you calling from?
From California.
Okay.
Welcome
and
to the show, Andrea.
Andrea, when's your birthday?
August 14th, 1984.
August?
Yes, August 14th, 1984.
Okay, so then your sun is around 24 degrees of Leo. Okay?
Okay.
So what is your question?
Do you see things getting financially better for me this year?
Let's see. Well, Pluto is going retrograde, so that's not, a lot of planets are going retrograde right now too. So that's, which means they're going in, they're going down in their degrees instead of going up. I don't know your whole chart, obviously, and it's kind of hard to say because the sun doesn't really talk about money or wealth. It does talk about career. What is your career?
Oh, I don't have one right now. I'm looking.
Are you looking for a job or looking to get employed or what?
Yes.
Okay. Well, one of the things that is good is that you have Mars in Leo in the month of July, because we're almost in July. And it's going to be at around 24 degrees of Leo around the 9th and 10th of August. And it's going to go right over your sun, Mars. So Mars in Leo will transit right over your sun sign at around 24 degrees Leo. So it's going to make what we call a conjunction to Mars conjunct Leo, or I'm sorry, Mars conjunct Sun in Leo in your chart. Now that's going to give you, it doesn't necessarily mean just by that you're going to find a job, but it's going to give you a lot of energy to go out and look for work, okay? And in whatever field that you want to get into, what field are you looking for?
Like receptionist or something like that.
Okay.
Like a phone operator or something.
And also, that's around the 9th or 10th of August, and around the, the 17th of August, you're going to have Venus in Leo. That's going to go over your sun sign. So that will, when you have Venus over your sun, that can make for a person who has really good, makes it for a really good personality, a loving, compassionate person, and that's good for, like, when you go on interviews, you know. Though the interviewer might be very impressed with you. So you got a lot going on in Leo in August. Mercury's going to be in Leo as well. So it looks better for you in August, but you really have to put it out there and really make it happen, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, you are welcome. And good luck, Andrea. And if you want to give Dave any feedback, Dave, how can people contact you for a full more in-depth astrology chart? You know, we just give a little tidbit here and a little taste, and if they really want an entire chart, how can they contact you?
Well, they simply should just email me at astrogunning@sbcglobal.net. They just email me direct. I can do phone readings. I do readings over the phone all the time for people all over the country, and I can then do a complete chart of the person. Not just, all we're doing tonight is just looking at the sun sign, which is it's just a small, tiny portion of the entire chart. So if they call me and we do a whole reading, they're going to get all the lowdown of everything going on in their chart at the present time. I talk about the natal chart. I talk about what's upcoming for them in this upcoming year. So they're going to get a lot of information, much more than they would over the phone. I mean, doing the show tonight.
If people were having like a bad day or a hard time or something, Dave, is that something, like if they wake up really on the other side of the bed, is that something where they can take their chart out of their folder and look at it and go like, oh, man, Dave said this was going to be a tougher day?
Yeah, oh, for sure. That there's always a moon sign in the place that's difficult in your chart, or possibly Mercury or Venus or Mars or whatever. I mean, there's days that are difficult, as well as cycles of difficult energies that can maybe last for months, you know. But, yeah, there's days that where the person wakes up on the wrong side of the bed and everything goes wrong that day. So, yeah, you can see that in the chart as well.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Andrea, thank you so much. And let us know what's going on, honey. All right. Now we're going to move on to our next caller. Hello, caller.
Oh. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, who is this? Where are you calling from?
My name is Anne, and I'm calling from California.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
And what is your question for tonight? And well, first of all, when's your birthday?
May 31st. Do you need the year?
No, no, I just, May 31st, that's your Gemini.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm Gemini.
And what is your question?
Well, the last probably 10 days were very difficult. And I know that there is a solar eclipse coming on the 2nd of July.
Yes.
Is it going to be even more difficult, or it will be a little bit easier?
Well, that depends on what's going on in the rest of your chart. I don't know if it's just the sun sign. No, because you're a Gemini, and this, and we could talk about the eclipse sometime, Joanne, because there's two eclipses in August, and the one is at 10 degrees.
Oh, I'd love to talk about that.
Yeah, we have one at 10
in
degrees
July.
Cancer on the 2nd.
In July, next month. It's in July.
I'm sorry. It's in July. You're correct. You're right. So you know your astrology. Wow, that's good. July
2nd. Well, I'm astrology.
That's good.
But
I'm glad
you know,
I colored. But it's, yeah, that, let me just say this. The July, there's two of them. There's a solar eclipse on July 2nd at 10 degrees Cancer. That's going to affect Cancers at around that sign, or at that degree, I should say. And then there's another one on the the 16th of July, and that's going to be at 24 degrees Capricorn. So those two signs at those degrees are going to be strongly affected. But just looking at your sun sign, and no, it's not going to affect your sun sign at all, but it may be affecting something else in your chart. See, that's why you need to have go ahead.
Yeah, because you know what I feel? I also feel that I have lots of Cancer energy whenever I read Cancer horoscope.
That could be.
It's mostly me, more than Gemini. And if you wouldn't mind, I'll ask Jurianne if
go ahead.
Picks up something, if things will get better or they get worse, because I've been doing medical tests for the last 10 days. It's been really emotionally frustrating. Do you think it will get any better or not?
Okay, so let me tap in here real quick, and I want to ask you: is there anything that's been going on neurologically for you, and is there also anything that's been in the upper part of the chest cavity?
No.
And that could be heart and or lungs.
No.
Okay, so I want to tell you that when I feel your energy field, literally, I'm feeling something in the upper torso, and I'm not quite sure what that is. So sometimes, really, that can be like a cold, that could even be something with the heart area, things like that. So I would say keep your eyes open for that. Okay?
Okay, anything more serious than that? Do you feel anything more serious in the other parts of the body, because they've been doing lots of testing in the last 10 days.
Okay. Let me see. So your question is it going to get better, right?
Yeah.
Right,
so
I just want you to pick one.
In a week or so.
Pick the number 1, 2, or 3. Pick 1, 2, or 3. What do you hear?
1.
Okay.
1.
And I think, Anne, you're supposed to be getting some other doctors, too, by the way. I don't think you're done with the doctors. I think there's going to be other doctors that will come on as a team. Okay? I hope that makes sense to you. And I know there's something. Oh, you definitely have the illness card here. So just throw out the cards. So this is what I'm going to tell you. You might be feeling depressed or down or upset, which this shows that you are, because it's illness and disease card. And then you are feeling defeated, but The other card says happiness. So things turning out on a positive side. Okay? So you're going to have to go through what you have to go through to find out what's going on and to get it fixed and corrected, whatever that is, and then it turns out on the positive side. That's what I can see here. And you're also a spiritual person, correct?
I am. So you mean that the tests that they're doing now and they will be doing tomorrow again and the results will come in the next 4 or 5 days will be illness or they will be happy results?
You'll find results. And then whatever you need to do to correct whatever's going on, you'll have to correct that. And you should have some good results out of whatever you have to go through to get your health back in order. That's what it looks like.
Yes, it doesn't really affect my health, but it was a concern. It came out of nowhere about 10 days ago. And they did one test, and they didn't do this properly. And they're asking me to come back for the second time tomorrow. And it's very upsetting because I have to wait again several days for the test results. And it's not pleasant procedure, believe me. So
well,
you think there
again,
is a chance?
Well, again, this looks like feeling defeated. It is an illness and disease card came out. And then it also came out with the happiness card. So that's what I can
tell
you. So whatever it is you have to go through right now, that, I mean, no matter in what capacity you've got to go through this, you're going to find out what's going on, and then you're going to have some happy results. Okay?
That would be great.
Again, if I had to go deeper, then we'd have to go, you know, I can't do that on the show right now, but I can invite you to call me for a more in-depth reading, and then I can really look at things at a deeper level. But right now, that's what came up. So I think that's pretty good that it turns out in a happier way for you, Anne.
Yeah, they told me the results will be back in about 5 or 6 days, and then they will know for sure if I need more procedures or surgeries or treatment or not. I hope it will be a happy result.
Yes, ma'am. Well, whatever it's going to be, it turns out that you'll end up on the like more positive side. So that's really good. So, you know, if you want to go ahead and give us a call back and let us know what happens, please, please, please do, because we welcome all the calls back and everything else. All right. So we have a lot of other callers, so I'm going to have to go on to another call, but please feel free to give us a call back. Okay. All right. See, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller.
Yes. Hi.
Hello. Hi. Who is this?
Hello.
Casey.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Casey. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Is it Stacy?
Thank you. Casey.
Casey, okay.
Casey.
Yes. Casey, what is your birthday?
January 17th.
Okay, so you're a 27 degree of Capricorn. What is your question?
My question is, what do you picking up on my career?
Capricorns are very much affected by the Saturn-Pluto, because they're both in Capricorn, and you're 27 degree of, around 27 degree of Capricorn Sun, and the Sun has everything to do with the career. But right now, Saturn and Pluto are going retrograde. There's actually three planets, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. I'm sorry, Neptune, too. So it's four, and then Mercury later on this month goes, or next month, I should say, July, goes retrograde. So they're going down, but they're going to come back up, and Saturn is going to be over your sun sign about not until February of 2020, okay? And Pluto won't be there for much longer time, but Saturn at the end of February is going to be right over your sun. Now, what is your career and what do you do?
Well, I just finished university, and my major is social work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Very nice.
But I'm staying at home right now with the baby, so I cannot kind of continue doing what I'm supposed to do, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm just afraid to lose my qualification, and then if I'll start to work in a year or two or so, it will be hard to kind of, you know,
how'd
find.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you. It's difficult when you have a child to raise and a career to try to find too at the same time. Are you okay health wise?
I hope so.
No, I don't see anything.
I'm feeling okay.
I'm
feeling okay. I'm feeling okay. Yeah, I don't have any problems that I know of.
Okay, so here's the thing. We got a major conjunction of Saturn and Pluto in January. It's going to be January 12th. They're both at 22 degrees of Capricorn, and it's at...
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not on your sun sign, but it's near it, okay? But it's going to be actually, Saturn's going to be right on your sun sign at the end of February. I don't know your minutes, but it's going to be like around the 23rd of February. Now, that's an interesting aspect. If the person is working really hard toward their career, they can get a promotion. They can even get a job if they're really looking hard for a job. So you need to put that energy out there next February, but also too, a person can it can go the other direction too with Saturn and the Sun, and it can be very difficult, and things can get bad. Oh, I shouldn't say bad; that's not a good word. But things can get difficult. They can get challenging when Saturn goes over your Sun sign. So February is a critical month for you because you're going to have Saturn starting at 25 Capricorn, and it goes all the way to 28 degrees of Capricorn in that entire month. So the entire month of February is critical that you stay focused, stay on course, stay working toward your career. And despite the fact that you have a baby to take care of, if you can, I know it's not easy because you got two major things going on at the same time.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah,
that's the problem. I'm trying to kind of manage, you know, be... I don't want to neglect my baby and you know, just put her to daycare. Because she's just 6 months. She's a little.
Oh,
she needs me. So,
right. So, are you married? Are you married to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes,
all
I
am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, a lot of responsibilities are going to be coming your way. Not that you already are going through a lot of responsibilities, but February, you're going to feel those responsibilities a little bit more severely. Maybe that's not a good word, but just more intensely. And I don't know whether or not it could go either way, that you stay with your career or focus completely on being a mother, or try to do both, try to juggle both at the same time. Capricorns are not, it's kind of difficult right now for Capricorns and Cancers. Are being hit hard by not just one, but two planets, Saturn and Pluto. So it hasn't been easy. I've always tell the Capricorns I know. In fact, I know a few people that passed away this past month, and one was a Capricorn, and one was a Cancer. So I'm not saying that's going to happen to you. I'm not saying that's going to happen. But for people who are already ill and sick or very old, if they're very old, that can happen. You can be taken, but it's all for a good reason in the end. So you have decisions to make in February when Saturn goes over your sun.
Really?
Major decisions to make about your career, about your life direction, and possibly you have to watch your health too during that month. Okay, watch your health.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything's going to go bad. I'm just saying.
I hope so not.
No. I'm not trying to make it out. I'm not trying to make it out.
I'm listening to you, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
what is going to bring me? You know, what February 2020?
I know.
Will
I don't know.
Me?
I don't
what
know.
What kind of surprises?
Yeah, right.
What should I be ready
this
for?
This might be the time for vitamins and minerals, right?
Yeah, that's the time to really take care of yourself. Really knuckle down and take care of yourself. Take care of the baby. Take care of your family. You might feel that that's going to be your direction for a while. is just knuckling down, being a mother, being a good mother, taking care of your husband, taking care of your family. You might have to put your career on hold for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. It's not going to, you know, that's what the universe may be telling you. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, I want to add something here, Casey. I want you to remember that this is something where, you know, you normally don't lose your credits in school if it's something where you're saying you're only taking some time off. So you might want to check with your college and see how much time you can take off before you lose your college credit. The other part is, you know that you've studied long and hard to get this career going on. So what's the difference if you read your baby a bedtime story at night and then you go back to, you know, while you're in bed, you can still study your books. Or when your baby's taking a nap, you can still study your books and stay updated on everything you need to, you know, stay updated on, honey.
Yeah, I was also thinking to maybe working on kind of like some kind of research, you know, writing a research for, take a subject, a topic, and just working on that. So that way, when I'm going to have an interview, I just will show my work that I was not just at home, but I was doing actually something. So,
Also get you in the medical field, by the way, Casey. I get something, whether you're going to be working at a hospital as a social worker or the hospice area.
That's my dream. Yeah, that's my dream. That's my goal. Yeah, I would love that. If that happened, I would be so happy. I would love to the hospital. Yeah, hospital.
Oh, yes. Very good. Yep, very good. Well, I see you there. So I think, you know, what Davis said
and
what I'm seeing, you're going to be in a very good place, honey. Okay?
Yes, thank you guys so much. Thank you. Have a good night.
You have a great night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I know. Bye-bye. That is so great. That is so great. All right, so let's see who we have next online. And, you know, we really appreciate you guys holding online so we can really answer your questions. So everyone please be patient so we will get to you one at a time. All right. Hello, caller. Who's online and where are you calling from? Hello?
No one there.
Sometimes we have a lag there. Well, sometimes people like to listen in. So we're going to put you on hold here, and if you want to, I'll answer them again in a little bit. All right. So I'll answer them in a little bit again. So let's see who's next online here. Hello, caller. Who's calling, and where are you calling from?
Huh. Nothing again.
Hello? Maybe it's the phone system.
did you push the right button?
I did.
Okay.
All right. Well,
so it's not Jorianne's fault, everybody. It's not Jorianne.
I know, right? If it was, I'd say, no, it's my fault. I learned so much by my mistakes, let me tell you. All right. So we'll put this other person back on hold. We'll try the other person a little bit. So, Dave, going back to the astrology and stuff.
Yeah.
This is one thing that I don't think I've asked you in such a long time. This is about you. You are such an amazing astrologer, and you really are. I've known you for years. We met doing hypnosis together, and we have really walked a path together for so many years, probably over 30 years together.
Yes, our paths have crossed.
What had you get started? Yes, so many times. What had you get started in astrology? I mean, you got so good at it. I mean, what was your beginning moment that you said, oh, my God, I've got to study astrology. This is my life's path.
Okay, well, I was going to art school downtown in the city of Chicago. And this was at the Chicago Academy of Fine Arts. I was studying, I was doing drawing and painting, and I was just basically into fine art. And then later on I got into commercial art. But I met a gentleman there who I no longer I've lost contact with over the years, but he loaned me a book, and it was entitled, and this was back in 1971, okay? And the title of the book was Linda Goodman's Sun Signs, which is still in print.
Mm-hmm.
You can get, it's a very popular book. Everybody, that's anybody
that
in astrology. Yeah, it's a lot of people started out on that book. And that was written, I believe, in 71 or 2. 71, it had to be, because I picked it up in 70, or I got this book from this fellow student that was going to the academy. And he had a hardcover edition. It was a library book. And I started reading it, and I couldn't put it down. And the next day, I gave it back to him, and I said, Ron, listen, take the book back. I already went out and bought a copy for myself, a hardcover copy, a soft cover.
Wow.
So it was that, it took me by storm. And I was
wow.
commuting back and forth from the city going to art school, and I was on the bus. So I would read it, most of it, on the bus or at home. And after I finished that book, that was what really, it was like a gold mine. It was suddenly, something happened within me that said, I got to look into this more. I didn't make a decision right then to go into astrology, but I said, I've got to look into this more. So at that time, I started reading all the books I could on astrology. And then I got involved with going to conferences and in astrology and listening to different speakers. And I took classes, and that was the beginning of my journey back in around 1970, I think it was actually 70, 71, somewhere around there, I believe. That book was the one that did it for me, and I would strongly suggest that if people really want to, because that book is so enlightening, and yet it's so much fun to read. I couldn't put it down. It was a fun read. And Linda Goodman was a good writer, very good writer. she's passed away since, she's long since passed away, but she started a lot of people on the path of astrology. So many people I talked to said they started reading that book, and that's what got in. It was very, very entertaining, and yet very, very enlightening.
Wow.
And that's where I got my start. Yeah. In the early 70s, I was going to art school downtown, and that book was loaned to me as a library book, and I gave it back to him. I said, listen, I bought the soft cover version. You don't have to convince me. And he never really got into it that much. I did, though, and it was the beginning of my journey.
That was meant for you.
Yeah.
That was
meant
for
to discover.
You. Yeah, maybe not for him.
No,
but,
right.
And that's, I believe, how God communicates with each and every one of us.
Yeah.
You know, we're all angels down here on earth. Many of us are. And, you know, people will say, well, I pray to God, but I don't always hear him answering me. But that's because he has us work with each other. Like Ron gave you the book, and that was meant to be handed to you because he didn't go into it like you did. And this is... this was your gift.
Right, exactly.
And this is how you gift other people also. Now you became, and you've become a master. Now I know you don't like me using that term, but, you know, you knew nothing. And I can't say you know everything, but boy, Dave, you know an awful lot about astrology. Your astrology charts are very accurate. They're very informative.
We become
the master when we master things.
I have learned a lot of astrology over the years, but I still feel like I'm a beginning student, you know, because every time you open up a door, 100 more doors open up, you know. So one thing about astrology, like any reputable field, and I think astrology is and should be treated as such, there's so much there to learn. You cannot learn it all in one lifetime. It's just so immense. And that's the beauty of it. It never dies. Now, I still love astrology, but when I first discovered that book, it was a love affair. I fell in love, okay? And when I see some of my students now who are getting into astrology for the first time and they have that same joy that I have, I cannot wait to teach them. I cannot wait to teach them because I know where I was at, and I want to guide them along the same path because they have that same energy and thrill that I had when I first discovered astrology. So
yes,
and I have one.
We've got some more callers on.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
we've got
more callers coming in here. But Dave, I understand that because I teach psychic development classes also, and it occurs that when I teach certain classes, some people just automatically go out and become, you know, professional psychics. And
yes,
they love this,
right.
And they're out in the community helping people. It really
right.
is a great feeling. All right, so here, let's see what we have next online here. Hello, caller? Hello? Hi,
can you hear me?
I hope there's...
There we go.
Oh, there we go. Boy, I was getting worried. Yeah, is this Kim?
Oh, now she dropped
Uh-oh.
Off.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
I believe this is Kim. Kim, can you hear us?
I would be
a little concerned about this being a problem with the...
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi,
okay,
can
we
hear
can
me?
Hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay,
what is
great.
Your name
so,
and where are you calling from?
Hi, Julie. Today is your birthday.
Julie?
Yes.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
And Julie, where are you calling from?
From DeMont, Indiana.
Okay. Sounds like you're a million miles away. Can hardly hear you.
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go. That sounds better. Get closer to the phone.
Okay.
Okay, Julie, what is your birthday?
Today
is your birthday?
Yes.
June 27th?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you're Cancer. So what is your question?
What does my year look like?
Well, can you break it down, be more specific? Yeah,
well,
that's a loaded question.
Next month, what does the next month look like?
Okay, well...
Could you narrow it down to, like, medical or financial?
Or love life or whatever
medical.
That, you know. Yeah.
Medical.
Okay, so you're looking at career.
No, medical.
No, medical.
Oh, you mean your health. Okay.
Yes.
You're about a 7-degree Cancer, 6 or 7-degree Cancer. Oh, man, Cancers have had it rough. Uranus is sextiling all July and August, sextiling your sun sign. That's good. And Saturn and Neptune have actually passed off that point in your chart, but they're coming back down, only to go direct again in September. But I would say whatever medical problem, what medical problems have you been complaining about?
Myself, my stomach, and my husband with his back.
Okay.
And my spleen is enlarged.
Oh, wow.
And I have liver problems.
Okay. That's not easy. Let me give you a heads up here. In September 18th, you're going to have Saturn stationing at 13 degrees of Capricorn. You might feel that a little bit. Might be a little stressful. Not too bad, though. Not too bad. It's not right on your sun sign, so that's not too bad. So we're in July. We're going to be in July soon. I would say it might pick up for you, get a little bit better around the 10th of July because Venus is going to go right over your sun sign. That should help.
Okay.
That should help
a little bit.
I'm not saying you're going to be cured because, you know, you're...
Right.
Let me just say this, and I said this the last time because this has been going on for some time. Cancers and Capricorns are getting hit hard in every area. And I mean I don't mean to be... I know it sounds blunt, but I have to be honest. Both Saturn and Pluto, which are very difficult planets in astrology, are in Capricorn. And I've seen people pass away during this month who are both either Cancers or Capricorns. I'm not saying that's going to happen to you. It's usually the elderly that get hit harder. I don't think
okay.
so much the younger. So you're, I think you're okay there. Let's see, what am I, what else? Let me look at, okay, that's in Leo. But Cancer, that's just, I just see the Venus in Capricorn this upcoming July. And that's good. So around the, between the 7th and the 13th of July, Venus is going to be in Cancer. That should help a little bit. A little bit,
okay.
All right? But it's not going to be a cure-all.
All right.
So, Jorianne, do you pick up anything for her?
Okay. Right now I'm not, but I do know Julie, and I could actually arrange something to do a separate reading to let her know what's going on.
So you two know each other?
And yes, uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
Yes. Will that work for you, Julie?
Yes, yes. Sounds
okay,
great.
That'll be your birthday present.
Okay. Thank
That'll
you.
Be
That's great.
Hey, you know what, Dave? And I need to say this, too, very quickly. What I have to ask for you, our
uh-huh.
time is flying by. It's just crazy tonight's
right.
Radio show is going by so quickly. Dave, how can people contact you? If somebody wants to get a full chart made,
how can they
contact you?
They can just directly email me at Astro Gunning, G-U-N-N-I-N-G, one word, Astro Gunning, at sbcglobal.net. Just email me.
Astro Gunning.
At sbcglobal.net.
Yeah.
They can just email me direct, and we can talk back and forth, and they give me all their birth information. I can do their chart, and then we can set up a future date to do the reading, and then they call me, and we do the reading over the phone. You know, unless they're close by, maybe they can come here. But if they're out of state, obviously they'd have to do it over the phone.
I always drive out to see you when you and I do our work together. So the other thing I want to say is if anyone is looking to have a more in-depth psychic reading with me or to book a psychic house party, you can call me at area code 219-940-9292. Again, that number is 219-940-9292. You can also check me out at coffeepsychic.com. And I want to mention, Dave, I don't even know if you've ever been to one of my seances before. It's been a long time, but I'm having a psychic seance the last Sunday of the month, so that'll be coming up very soon. And if anyone wants to join us at the seance, again, give me a call. It's 219-940-9292. This is a regular seance, just like years and years and years ago with Harry Houdini.
Huh.
And in those days where we sit around the table, I go into trance, and then the dead people come forth and speak through me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So I just want to share that with everybody. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and Julie's come to those too, right, Julie?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, they're pretty cool experiences.
Yes,
so,
So
Julie,
I'm
did you have another quick question you need to ask, or are you good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay,
yeah, you're
I'm
about
good
a five,
with
you're about, I just want to say this: you're about a 5-degree, I should say 5-degree Cancer, and so I'm gonna. Let me just go over this real quick with you. Right around July 8th, and let's say that between the 5th and the 12th, or 5th and the 10th, Julie, is when Venus is going to be going over your sun sign. That should be a little bit better, okay?
Okay.
But you have to make things happen, too. If you feel good, take advantage of that energy. You're going to feel a lot of love, a lot of compassion, a lot of, just feeling some really good loving vibes. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Sounds great.
Okay. All right.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Hey, happy birthday, Julie.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye now. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jolene.
Oh, hang on a second. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kim?
Hi, this is Kimberly. I have a question.
Oh,
Okay, do you have a question, Kim?
I do. What does my financials look like in the next month?
Kimberly, when's your birthday?
May 22nd.
Oh, May 22nd. So you're, let me just check something real quick. If you want to know more about financial, May 22nd, you're a beginning Gemini, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're kind of on the cusp between Taurus and Gemini. Are you? Do you know which sign you really are? Taurus
Gemini.
Or Gemini?
I've always went by Gemini.
Okay, that's fine. You're a Gemini. Let's go with that. So you're right at the very beginning of Gemini. Well, you got Mars sextiling your sun sign around the 2nd and 3rd of July, which is pretty good. And Mercury's right there, too.
Cool.
That's sextiling your sun sign. That's good. So too good. And then, well, Venus is not really doing much there at all. Uranus isn't either. So let me give you some really good times here when it's going to go into Gemini or Libra. Okay, it looks good in September. Around the 15th of September, Venus is going to be at zero. Venus rules money. So around the 15th of September, you're going to have Venus at 0 degrees Libra, making a trine to your sun sign. And that's going to be favorable for you. And Mercury is right there, too. So Mercury and Venus are going to be trining your sun sign. Are you working, or what are you doing right now?
I'm working, and I just put a notice in. So now that I'm searching for new jobs.
Okay, that's good. Those are good energies to put that out. Do you play the lotto?
No, but I think it sounds like I should.
Well, it's not. I would try on around the 15th, which is a Sunday. You know, maybe the 14th, Saturday, 15th, whatever. Buy a few tickets. Just, you know, don't go out and go crazy. Just a few tickets.
Sure.
And I'm not saying you're going to win, but I'm saying that it's possible, outside chance that they can win a little bit of money. But anyways, around that time, are you looking to interview or anything like that to better yourself?
I'm looking to move forward.
Okay, well, that's a good time to do it. September, 15th? The middle of September. Yeah, around that time. Right around the middle of September, the 15th, when you have Mercury and Venus trining your sun sign at 0 degrees and 1 degree Libra. Those trine make a trine to your 0 degrees sun in Gemini. So those are helpful. Those are helpful. Okay?
And then July 15th
is
a lot of hours. Wait till September.
Yes. So September is your month. Middle of September.
All right. Well, hang in there a little longer.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
All right. You guys have a great night. Happy birthday again, Julie.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay, all right. So let's see if we have one. I hope. Now, you guys, I was wondering, it might be some problems with us trying to get you on the line for some reason. It was really weird trying to reach people, so this normally doesn't happen. Hello, caller, are you there?
Turn your radio
caller?
Down. Hello?
All right. All right. Now, I think sometimes people may walk away from the phone also. So let's see who we have here now. All right. Let me see. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Maybe somebody else listening might be listening. And let's try this one. All right, let's try one more here.
Hello?
Hello, caller, are you there? Hi.
I'm here. How are you?
Great.
Good.
Who is this? Great.
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria.
Hey, Rosemaria.
Rosemaria.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Great. New Jersey.
New Jersey. And what is your birthday?
12/31.
So you're a Capricorn, and you're about a 8-degree Capricorn. And what is your question?
I guess relationship.
And what's going on with the relationship? You looking for one or a bad one or what?
Looking for one, new one.
Okay, looking for a relationship to go all the way to the marriage. Okay. All right, so you're looking for love, and you're a Capricorn, and Capricorns are having it quite difficult right now. But I'm going to say this, also in July, you have Venus opposing your sun around the 11th of July, maybe a little bit earlier. Actually, a little bit earlier, about the 10th or 11th, 8th, 9th, and 10th of 11, 8, 9, 10, 11 of July, you're going to have Venus in Cancer, and it's going to be opposing your sun sign in Capricorn, and that's the time when you really need to socialize, okay? Put yourself out there. You're going to feel more open to relationships and love and sort of put yourself out there and see what happens, okay? Are you doing that now?
Yeah, I go to work every day.
Okay, at work.
And go here and there.
But
yeah,
see,
here and there.
Okay, but Capricorns need to break out of their Capricorns tend to be very work-oriented. They work hard. They really do work hard. They're very ambitious.
Yes.
What do you do?
Right now, I'm at a retail store, so I do like a little bit of register, deli,
okay.
Specialty drinks and stuff like that.
Do you like it?
It's all right. Not my thing.
All right, okay. But you're really more concerned about love at this time.
Yeah, that and starting a new business hopefully soon too.
Okay, well, the love, let me just go with the love thing here. Let's see. You know, Uranus isn't doing it. It's almost trining your sun sign, so that's not too bad. And Uranus is going to station retrograde on the 11th of August. And it's going to be almost exactly trining your sun. So I would really put yourself out. I find that Capricorns have a little bit of a hard time making a connection because they're so much into work. And they work really hard. It's hard for them to sort of break out of that work mode and get into socializing, okay? But you may feel like doing that more during the times I just mentioned in July, but also in August around the 11th, right around that time, okay? Get out there and just hit the floor. Go out with your friends. Whatever you like to do. I mean, what do you like to do besides work? What would you think of as being fun?
Well, sometimes I go to. I was supposed to go today, but I didn't go. I was tired. I listen to music or coffee shops, stuff like that.
Okay,
so,
go
like,
to your
that's
coffee.
What I did the other night.
Yes, go to coffee shops with your friends or alone, whatever, however you feel comfortable, and or go to a concert. Get out there, get into the things that you love, because the middle of August does look good. Around the 11th of August, when Uranus is stationing retrograde, it's going to be trining your sun sign. So you'll feel the energy around then. It'll feel more like you want to just sort of break out of that mode, okay? And so you gotta socialize first before, you know, somebody's just not going to come knocking at your door. You know what I mean? You have to get out there and make the connections. So you do whatever you love to do, and then that's where you find love. Okay?
All right, cool. Okay?
All right. Good.
I appreciate it.
All right, Rosemary, good luck with everything. And I have to
good
agree
luck.
With Dave, by the way. You do feel like a real worker, but I do see you with a man, and I see you guys being very compatible and having a nice relationship. All right?
All right, cool. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Have a great night. Now.
Thanks. You too.
All right, everybody. Dave, I cannot believe that time flew by so quickly. And
yeah, the hour's gone by.
So much more to talk about. So,
yeah.
I know. So, you know, next when you're on with us next, I think we're going to talk about the eclipses, right?
Yeah, we could talk about that. We can talk about all the planets going into Capricorn. But since July, I would say let's stick with the eclipses because they're going to be happening. There's going to be two of them in July. Yeah, let's talk about those next time.
Fantastic. We'll do that. Well, all right, everyone. I want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight. And, Dave, thank you always for coming on because everybody just loves you. And I think people can't get enough of you, to be quite honest with you. So I look forward to seeing you next
month again.
I take it on your psychic word. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
So,
see you next month.
Everybody, we'll see you next week here Thursday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. This is Jory M., the Coffee Psychic, your host, with your psychic connection right here at Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody. Good night, Dave.
Good night.